Welcoming a new life into the world is an extraordinary moment, filled with joy and anticipation. As an expectant parent, it's natural to have concerns about the cost of giving birth. In Canada, where universal health care is available to all residents, the expenses associated with childbirth are significantly lower compared to countries without such a system. In this article, we will explore the cost of giving birth in Canada, covering both out-of-pocket expenses and the benefits of Canada's healthcare system. Overview of Canada's healthcare system. Before delving into the specific costs of childbirth in Canada, it is important to understand the country's healthcare system. Canada has a publicly funded, universal healthcare system called the Canada Health Act. This act ensures that essential medical services are available to all Canadian citizens and permanent residents, regardless of their ability to pay. Under this system, all medically necessary hospital services are covered by the government. This includes most aspects of giving birth, such as prenatal care, delivery, and postnatal care. The cost of these services is primarily covered by taxes and other government funding, allowing parents to focus on the well-being of their child rather than worrying about exorbitant medical bills. Prenatal care. Prenatal care plays a vital role in ensuring a healthy pregnancy and a safe delivery. In Canada, the cost of prenatal care is covered by the healthcare system. This includes regular checkups, blood tests, ultrasounds, and other necessary medical appointments throughout the pregnancy. Additionally, prenatal vitamins and supplements are typically not covered by the government, so parents may need to bear this expense. However, the cost of these supplements is relatively affordable, and many insurance plans or employee benefits cover them. Delivery expenses. A. Hospital delivery. In Canada, hospital deliveries are the most common method for giving birth. Under the universal healthcare system, the cost of a hospital delivery is typically covered by the government. This includes expenses related to the delivery itself, such as the use of delivery rooms, medical equipment, and healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, and midwives. B. Home birth. While hospital deliveries are the norm, some parents choose to have a home birth. In these cases, the cost of a midwife is usually covered by the government. However, additional expenses, such as renting or purchasing home birth equipment, may need to be borne by the parents. It is advisable to consult with healthcare professionals and insurance providers to understand the specific costs involved in home birth. Postnatal care. After childbirth, both the mother and baby require postnatal care to ensure a healthy recovery. In Canada, the cost of postnatal care is also covered by the healthcare system. This includes hospital stays, if required, follow-up visits with healthcare providers, and necessary medications for the mother and baby. Breastfeeding support, counseling, and educational resources are readily available to new parents at no additional cost. These services play a crucial role in supporting the physical and emotional well-being of the parents and the healthy development of the child. Additional considerations. While the core expenses of childbirth are covered by the healthcare system in Canada, there are some additional costs that parents should be aware of. A. Medications and supplements. Although the cost of most medications during childbirth is covered, certain prescriptions or supplements may require out-of-pocket expenses. It is essential to consult with healthcare professionals to understand which medications fall under government coverage and which do not. B. Private rooms and upgraded services. While standard hospital rooms are covered, some parents may prefer private rooms or upgraded services for enhanced comfort and privacy. These additional amenities are not covered by the government and will incur extra costs. C. Non-medical services. Non-medical services, such as prenatal classes, doula services, and specialized birth plans, are not covered by the healthcare system. These services vary in cost and are optional, based on the preferences and needs of the parents. Conclusion. Bringing a child into the world is a momentous occasion, and the cost of giving birth in Canada is significantly lower compared to countries without universal healthcare systems. Under the Canada Health Act, prenatal care, hospital deliveries, and postnatal care are generally covered by the government, ensuring that parents can focus on the well-being of their child without the burden of excessive medical bills. While there may be some out-of-pocket expenses, the overall cost of giving birth in Canada is much more manageable, providing peace of mind during this transformative journey. Need some extra cash to help your finances? Try Lionsgate. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing? The process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. Please share this article on your social media profiles if you found it helpful. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.